mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, we're going to get into the Democratic National Convention and how they're fear-mongering and how they're saying the terrorists are about to hit us any minute. Some of the lies and propaganda of the 9/11 Whitewash Commission and the media. A bunch of police state news, draft news, of course your phone calls. But first I want to get into this New York Post headline from yesterday. Headline. Gay porn star services Bohemian Grove members. That is their headline. Gay porn star services Bohemian Grove members. That's the elite satanic club that goes on for 15 days every year from July 15th to July 30th in Northern California. So we'll cover that. But before I do that, to show you kind of the weird way my mind works and why I get frustrated, last week, there was a BBC News article. I printed it off, had it in the stack, put it on the website, and it was the government saying that if you were cruel to worms or beetles or bugs in your yard when you're gardening, you will be arrested. And there are going to be inspections of your yard to make sure that you are not abusing the bugs. Now, just during that one-minute break, I just thought about all the craziness, and I thought, man, I didn't cover that article. And you know what I can do? I can call my webmaster right now, Paul Watson. I can get him to post that on the main page of PrisonPlanet.com, and we can read that article. Because I don't want to make a claim like that and then not have the article. I think it was BBC. Let me see. What's his number? 011. I'm trying to remember that long British phone number. Dialing it. I want to call Paul. We'll see if he answers. I'm here calling him on my cell phone. Because I don't want to make a claim about something like that to show the level of tyranny without backing it up. Don't want to be abusive of the worms when you're hoeing the dirt in your yard. You're going to be arrested for that. And very, very serious situation. Hey, Paul, are you there? Okay, I'm on the air. You're not on the air. I'm just calling you on the cell phone. Remember, was that BBC or London Guardian last week about if you hurt a worm when you're in the garden, you'll get arrested? Well, I'll tell you what. Do a search, find it, and post it, because I don't want to make a claim like that and not have it. And then when you find it, will you call in, and I want to just have you read the article on air? Well, just find the article and then call in, or I'll have Stephanie call you in 5 minutes. But it was last week. It was on Prison Planet. It was on InfoWars, and it was okay, well, if you got a pizza coming, don't worry about it. But, just call before the pizza guy gets there. You can find it. It was, the animal welfare people are saying that if you're mean to worms, you remember, you posted it. If you're mean to worms, you'll be arrested. Find it and I'll call you back. Thanks. Bye. Okay, there. Now, why did I think of this? Because Stephanie, during the break with the vice president of the network, and I did this back when I was a kid. My dad showed me how to do this. There was a fly in the office, so they grabbed it and tied one of her hairs to it, and you can have a fly on a leash. Well, they should both be arrested, folks. I guess I should be arrested because, I guess, 25-something years ago, back when I was a kid, my dad tied a hair to one of my mother's hairs because, you know, we don't have long hair. I remember it. She gave him a hair, and he goes, look at this, son, and tied the fly to the hair, and we had it fly around on a leash. We could all be arrested now if we lived in England because we were mean to a fly. I'm not joking. See, this is the type of stuff we're talking about. So we're going to get that for you. But first we'll get to New York Post, gay porn star services Bohemian Grove members. Stay with us, PrisonPlanet.tv, just one of the many websites.
Mm-hmm. Are you one of the millions who suffer from arthritis or chronic back pain? Michael Trudeau here. I speak from personal experience when I say living with either one isn't any fun. You see, a little over 20 years ago, I was involved in a car accident that injured some vertebrae and discs in my back. The damage led to degenerative arthritis in my upper back and neck. I tried physical therapy and chiropractors for years, usually with little or no positive results. The chronic everyday pain was miserable. Many friends offered advice on how to get relief, and I humored most, again, with little or no success, until my friend Cliff Scott recommended his MSM. He said it was all natural and worked to relieve inflammation. Once again, albeit reluctantly, I took another friend's advice, only this time it changed my life. After 6 weeks, I noticed some improvement, and after 12 weeks, measurable improvement. Well, that was 2 years ago, and I've been taking MSM ever since, and today, my quality of life has improved dramatically. Side effects? Yeah, my knee used to bug me, and that's better now, too. Call Cliff Scott Enterprises at 800-569-4340. That's 1-800-569-4340. If you're suffering, try MSM. It worked for me.
Hello, folks. Alex Jones here, introducing Prudent Places USA, an interactive CD book that is your premier resource for hard-to-find information. Find out about everything from job migration to evacuation information, such as major bridges in disrepair and FEMA evacuation time studies for coastal cities. Zero in on man-made disaster zones, environmental areas of concern, and natural disaster zones. Find out everything from where to get water in an emergency to geographic income levels. Housing prices, complete with over 3 gigabytes of detailed information on the 3,000-plus counties in the U.S., full-color photographs, 550 high-resolution full-color maps, and detailed information and analysis that you need. Order Prudent Places USA now for only $29, plus shipping, by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. And tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's 888-803-4438, or order online at BerkeyWater.com.
Hey folks, Alex Jones here, and I'm very excited to announce the release of my bombshell documentary film, 911, The Road to Tyranny, on DVD. That's right, folks, DVD. The original film was 144 minutes long. The DVD version is 170 minutes. If you want to wake up your friends and families to the truth of what happened on September 11th, this is the film for you. The Road to Tyranny is already sending shockwaves through Washington and across the United States. You absolutely must see this DVD. It covers the history of government-sponsored terrorism, the police state and homeland security, the nightmare UN population control programs, the cashless society control grid, satellite tracking, implantable microchips, and much, much more. Bottom line, this film is waking people up. Order your copy on VHS or DVD today and man the guns of the InfoWar. Order right now by calling 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Or order online at InfoWars.com or InfoWars.net. Again, that number, 888-253-3139.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
I remember an article a few years ago in Germany where if you have pigs, you have to give them a new toy each week. There are inspections to make sure that you're playing with the pig 1 hour a day. Again, this is about insane bureaucracy, always in the name of being sweet and nice and happy. And then I started seeing articles in Europe where people are being arrested if they're mean to bugs, caterpillars, slugs, worms of different types. If you accidentally run over a rat in California, you get arrested and have your trackers taken because you ran over a rat. And again, I've got all this news I want to cover, but I just thought of this article I saw a week ago. I saw several articles about this where they've got laws and are passing more laws where if you're chopping the ground with a hoe, they have investigation teams to find out if a worm or slug or bug has been injured, and then it's animal cruelty. Again, this is the type of insane law to get us all under their control. But then I make a claim like that, and it sounds so crazy that I had Paul Watson, our esteemed webmaster, find the article. He found one of the articles. Paul, tell us about it.
Well, yeah, it's from the London Telegraph. The title is Gardeners Critical Over Slug Protection Laws. It says a new animal welfare law that will offer slugs and snails the same protection as cats and dogs was condemned by gardeners yesterday. Legislation could lead to gardeners being fined for killing insects, worms, caterpillars, slugs and snails if scientific evidence proves they have suffered pain and distress. Ministers say the law, which updates existing legislation, is needed to protect animals from abuse. Horticulturists rejected the idea that they could be guilty of cruelty. And that's part of the article.
And that was out of what publication?
London Telegraph.
Yeah, I saw it in BBC, too, and it actually mentioned an animal welfare law where they've actually already charged people, and then it was questionable, so they're trying to update the law. But, Paul, if you step on a bug when you're outside now, we're going to have to arrest you.
Well, in this article, it says £20,000 fine and a year in jail for people guilty of mistreating animals.
So that's about $35,000?
$35,000, $40,000, yeah.
And a year in prison.
That's right.
All right, well, you posted that about a week ago. Perhaps we can repost that. Other side issue, can you put in the news, in focus, that Bohemian Grove article out of the San Francisco Chronicle? People are having trouble finding it.
It's on prisonplanet.com at the top right-hand corner. It's still there.
Oh, not the gay porn star, the San Francisco Chronicle.
Oh, the other one. Okay, yeah, I'll repost that underneath as well.
But actually, you did put a link in that article, in the new New York Post article, to the San Francisco Chronicle.
Yeah, the headline of that was The Chosen Few.
Okay, Chosen Few, and then it had a sub-headline, though, about some clubs admit women or something?
Yeah, something like that.
Okay, listen, I want to thank you for the fabulous job you do, Paul.
Okay, thanks.
I know it's dinner time over there, so go eat your pizza.
Thanks a lot, then.
All right, bye. When I called him, he goes, the pizza's about to be delivered. I won't be able to get it. And he was very concerned, which I would be, too. Pizza is almost, it's a very important thing, and... Oh, boy. You know, when we go out in the woods secretly, it's a big pizza we worship. I'm joking, folks. that probably would happen. You know, I love pizza so much. I ate a boiling hot one 2 days ago and burnt my lip off like an idiot. But side issue, it was mean to the bacteria when I ate the hot pizza and burned my lip. I should be arrested because it killed bacteria. A year in prison, £20,000 fine if you kill a worm. Okay, it's not funny, folks. It's not funny. I shouldn't be laughing. It's just all out of control. Okay, I know we got callers, and I'm off the map again. It's just, this is the... Every day there's like 20, 30 articles I've got I never cover that are like the one you just heard. People being arrested for shooting a rapist in their house as they rape their wife. I'm not kidding, folks. Children being taken because their mother read the Bible to them. Just every day I don't cover this stuff. I mean, I have fatigue. I don't like focusing on it. Like, I don't even want to read this article. I don't even want to analyze it. I don't even want to go over it. It gives me a headache, okay? But I'm going to read it right now. New York Post gay porn star services Bohemian Grove members. Now, why does the article give me a headache? We're about to read it. Because in my film, Dark Secrets Inside Bohemian Grove, I have mainstream publications from the 80s. Where they admit that male prostitutes, we're talking multi-$1,000-an-hour male prostitutes, and female, but it's mainly male. That's what they like. Come into the Christian conservative enclave and are bussed in, flown in. There's photos of jets lined up with the prostitutes coming off, okay? And they go into the Grove and enjoy themselves. And I've covered this. And, frankly, you know, I'm a half-decent-looking guy, and I was pretty young, a few years younger, when I snuck in there back in 2000. And, you know, they said, I got a few comments and a few looks. They thought that I was one of these or something. That's probably why I got away with sneaking in there. Because the average age is about, I'd say, 65, 70 years old. And that was 4 years ago. I was 27 years old at the time. Now in my 30s. I've seen this with my own eyes, and I saw some of the other young people that were there, and I witnessed a lot of this. I was only inside 4.5-5 hours. It goes on for 15 days. I was just there for the kickoff for the satanic ceremony, which, by the way, this New York Post article does admit. But it says, New York Post, gay porn star services Bohemian Grove members. But they put this spin on it. It's all between the lines of, oh, these world leaders don't know that their beds are being made, their drinks are being served, they're being dressed, that's what a valet does, by this top porn star. And so we did a Google search on this guy, and he is one of the top porn stars. These people get tens of thousands of dollars per video. Why is he there then as a valet? Because he's getting even more money, folks. And believe me, I'll bet you a lot of money he isn't just serving drinks and putting people's shoes on for him, okay? But again, I saw a lot of these young valets while I was there. These old men, they'd bring their chair and sit it down and pat them and stand there hovering around them. It's just it's totally disgusting, okay? Because it's even more out of control because mainly these are Christian conservative leaders and corporate leaders, you know, and they're up there and they're hypocrites is what they are. And it says, comment, and this is Paul Watson's little comment above the article. Then we have a direct link to the original New York Post article. The spin here is that the Grove members are unaware of who the porn star is. Point one, porn stars get paid tens of thousands of dollars. It's highly unlikely that Chad Savage needs a part-time summer job to earn money. Point two, as the San Francisco Chronicle reported, we have a link to that, employees are highly screened. They don't just get in by accident. To get in without them knowing, you would have to sneak in like Alex did. Plus, there have been numerous reports down the years of how male prostitutes are bussed in, especially for the members. I mean, they come in from Paris, from England, from New York. I mean, this is admitted, folks. They fly in on jets and then are bussed out to them. Now, here's the article. July 22nd, today's the 23rd, this is yesterday's New York Post. The power moguls and political heavyweights now luxuriating at the ultra-exclusive retreat, Bohemian Grove, are unaware that they're being waited on hand and foot by a famous gay porn star. We're told that Chad Savage, who has appeared in such carnal classics as How the West Was Hung, is supplementing his sex job by working as a valet at the Bohemian Grove, the all-male annual gathering inside the 2,700-acre Redwood Forest in Monterio. Folks, there have been published photos of Henry Kissinger and people in women's clothing. And when we were in there, and we saw bulletin boards up, and this was even picked up later by the press, of stuff I can't describe, with world leaders simulating... give me a break. It says, that has been attended by every Republican president since Calvin Coolidge. No, it goes back before Calvin Coolidge. You're wrong, okay? Taft went, of Skull and Bones fame. As well as by industrial titans and media magnates. All of us valets in the Grove are tittering about it, says our bohemian blabbermouth, to think that there's all these powerful conservative guys having their drinks and food served to them by a gay porn star. He makes their beds and attends to their every need. And they have no idea who he really is. Bigwigs? Oh, sure they don't. Got the jets just with masses of these people being offloaded. Bigwigs who have attended the two-week retreat include George W. Bush, Dick Cheney, Alan Greenspan, George Bush Sr. is there this right now, Walter Cronkite, Newt Gingrich, Alexander Haig, Jack Kemp, Henry Kissinger, Colin Powell, John Major, William F. Buckley, and former CIA Director William Casey. Savage is at the Grove under his real name, which won't be revealed to Grove spokesman Sam Singer, because we didn't want the valet to lose his job. Yeah, sure, he's going to lose his job. But Singer said the club didn't care about the past. All that matters is that the valets do good service. He said, that's really all that matters, good service. Savage sure knows how to provide service, the paper says. That's what they say. When he starred in How the West Was Hung in 99, one reviewer wrote that he wore a beatific grin while engaging in an orgy and added that his youthful enthusiasm is entirely winning. When they're not listening to policy speeches, bohos are known to frequent freely in the Redwoods and to urinate freely in the Redwoods and perform mock druid rituals that revolve around a 40-foot-tall stone owl. In one ritual called the Cremation of Care, members wearing red hooded robes cremate a coffin effigy of dull care at the base of an owl altar. While the club has claimed its share of accomplishments, Grove privately boasts, no, they released this to Berkeley, that the Manhattan Project to develop the atom bomb was conceived on the grounds. Its oddball activities aren't for everyone. Richard Nixon once famously described the gathering as the most faggy, GD thing you could ever imagine. And that's from the newspaper. But then we have a link to Nixon saying it under that. That's journalism. So, there you have it, hidden in plain view. He's there servicing them. We'll be right back and get into the really serious terror news and the rest of it. and then take your calls. We'll talk about the Christian conservatives.
Introducing the most efficient gravity filter available. You know, if you were to throw 100 ball bearings at a magnet, most would bounce off. But if you placed them on the magnet, all would stick. The same principle applies in water filtration. Most filtration systems force water through the filter at 60 to 90 PSI, causing water molecules to race through the filter in less than a second. The Berkey Light is different. Water molecules take 5 to 10 minutes to pass through the torturous path of the self-sterilizing filters. This allows the proprietary media formulation to remove and reduce pathogenic bacteria, cysts, chemicals, herbicides, pesticides, organic solvents, foul tastes, odors, heavy metals, and nitrates. It is so powerful, it purifies raw, untreated water from remote lakes, streams, and stagnant ponds. Get the Advanced Berkey Light for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
So, what's in your shampoo? Sodium lauryl sulfate? Exposure can lead to coughing, wheezing, shortness of breath, headache, and nausea. Phenol. Ingestion of even small amounts may cause circulatory collapse, paralysis, convulsions, coma, respiratory failure, and cardiac arrest. EDTA may be irritating to the skin and mucous membranes and cause allergies such as asthma. Fragrance? Fragrance on a label can indicate the presence of up to 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Symptoms reported to the FDA include headache, dizziness, rashes, and skin discoloration, to name a few. Now, by contrast, here's what's in my Calben shampoo. Well, like all of the products from the Calben Pure Soap Company, it's all natural. It contains extra virgin cocoa butter oils and vegetable protein oil. No harsh chemicals, no pork or beef tallow. So what are you waiting for? Call now, 1-800-340-7091, and find out how a family of four can save over $1,000 per year on all of your cleaning products with Calben Pure Soaps. Call Calben toll-free, 1-800-340-7091, or visit calbenpuresoap.com.
Is America bankrupt? Are we on the verge of an all-out economic collapse? What can be done to protect your family and assets? What kinds of investments will be able to withstand an economic meltdown? The problem is, it's not always easy to find great solutions. And during these dangerous economic times, finding the right solution is crucial. Midas Resources has been a leader in educating people not only about the shaky economic future and its many problems, but also the solutions. Now Midas Resources is proud to offer free of charge Peter Kershaw's renowned book, Economic Solutions, the incredible story of how you and America are being bankrupted and what you can do to avoid the wipeout. Read Economic Solutions and learn about the greatest scam ever, the Federal Reserve Act. Learn about the great income tax swindle and the agenda of the New World Order. And learn how you can take steps now to protect yourself and family during these uncertain times. Call Midas Resources toll-free at 1-800-686-2237 and ask for your free copy of Economic Solutions and begin planning your family's economic survival. Call 1-800-686-2237. Do it today. You'll be glad you did.
My family's breathing easier, and now you can too. Hey folks, Michael Trudell here to tell you about the Biozone Air Purifier. The Biozone Air Purifier is not a filter system. It works at the molecular level, finding the small bits of dust, allergens, and other particles in your air into clumps that are too heavy to float. They fall harmlessly to the floor to be literally swept away. Nothing escapes. The Biozone Air Purifier also kills virus and bacteria germs and totally removes odors. Out on the farm, we have several cats and two big dogs, so pet odors can be a concern. But like the odors from anything else, simply gone. Smoke? My wife and I don't, but several of our friends do. Our Biozone air purifier clears out that smoke literally within minutes. I use it myself, and I'm telling you, your Biozone air purifier will improve the air in your home. It even comes with a 90-day money-back guarantee and free shipping. Call toll-free 888-88-MY-AIR today. That's 1-888-88-MY-AIR. Or visit www.purifymyair.com. That's purifymyair.com. Order yours today, and you'll get a bathroom ionizer, a $40 value, free. Get your Biozone air purifier today, and you'll be breathing easier, too.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Well, Homeland Security isn't enough. We need our domestic CIA that Kerry and Bush and CIA and everyone's calling for, very bipartisan, to spy on us and run our lives and double the funding from the doubling they just got 2 years ago. Yeah, they want the Patriot Act, too. They recommend that. But they come out on TV and go, blow, we're all going to get it. It's over. We're about to be attacked. Give up your rights. And we may have to suspend the election in the next day. There's no problem. Everything's fine. Go back about your business. You know, sending out these mixed signals to confuse people. This is classical psychological warfare. And then to really get people's attention, they go, oh, the FBI has told the media that the terrorists are planning to blow up their news trucks. That'll get the media talking about it and how credible it is, and then we'll have these embedded reporters, folks. That's what this is all about, whether it's Iraq or whether it's the Miami WTO protest. Any of this, the reporters are embedded with the police. They get the propaganda. They get the whole mindset. And those that aren't, in Iraq's case, are publicly, the Pentagon admits this, targeted to be killed. I mean, Reuters, BBC reporters, private American reporters are being targeted and murdered. We have a whole giant section of mainstream news admitting that. I mean, our troops just walk up and blow people's heads off, fire their tank shells into their buildings. You talk about targeting the media, we have the government caught doing this, but it's back in the newspaper. But now this government's going to take good care of you, and you've got to be embedded with the government, and we've all got to be one big happy family. Because the low-level grassroots reporters are not New World Order minions controlled. They just regurgitate what the big national-controlled media says and think that's, you know, how you're successful. But see, now they can be brought into the fold even to a greater extent by, oh, the terrorists are going to attack you. The nice men in black ski masks are going to keep you safe. New York, the FBI began warning the U.S. news networks and divisions Thursday night of a credible terrorist threat targeting media vehicles during the Democratic National Convention in Boston next week. Feds stress that the threat comes from a domestic group, not Al-Qaeda or any other group or foreign terrorist group. Oh, see, it's those domestic terrorists. Also in Boston on Thursday, reps for Arab satcaster Al Jazeera met with Democratic convention officials regarding the removal Wednesday of its skybox banner in the Fleet Center. And the other media is allowed to show their banners, but Al Jazeera, they're not going to be allowed to, because this is all part of the freedom. But again, that's to make it look like Al Jazeera is this outsider. Al Jazeera is total government, folks. So more manipulation. But I mean, this is, all of this is so transparent. So now when we watch the convention, it's a giant advertisement for helicopters. Have you seen the Homeland Security helicopters? Giant black helicopters flying around with a Homeland Security seal on it, scanning everything. Police in black ski masks, thousands of troops, military, checkpoints, snipers. It's just everything now. Any type of meeting, any type of government function. And it's spilling down into local government. They're building little machine gun nests around courthouses and putting up barriers, and the police are all paranoid and scared of the citizens because this shadowy Al-Qaeda. But see, now it's not a shadowy Al-Qaeda. It's some unnamed domestic group. Some evil right-wingers don't like the media. And they might try to get them. But they don't say exactly who the evil right-wingers are. But again, it's unspecified, but it's some domestic group. It's not Muslim. They may want to attack the Democrats. I mean, this is so transparent. So now the media is running around screaming about this. Hey, we're under attack. We're soldiers now. Look at how brave we are reporting from here. Just incredible. And so now, I mean, these conventions are already staged. This is all total theater, but now the theater isn't about the theater of the policies, which are exactly the same, different rhetoric, but how many ski masks are marching around, and how many armored vehicles, and how many black helicopters. And meanwhile, the 9/11 committee says it's not Clinton's fault, it's not Bush's fault. No one, Bush didn't attack America, which was actually, I need to use that clip. Yeah, he did. I mean, his bosses did. Clinton didn't attack America. Al-Qaeda attacked America, Dennis Hastert said, Speaker of the House. Al-Qaeda, which is true. I mean, that's the shill who's taking the blame, playing the part of the bad cop in this whole scenario. And so we now need our domestic CIA to run our life. And the Christian Science Monitor describes it as a, quote, police state. Just incredible. So you can talk about that with me if you'd like. We'll come back and take some calls. And there's so much other news. We haven't even scratched the surface. It's all coming up as well. Give up your liberty, you'll get tyranny. But they told us security. No, my friends, we'll get tyranny. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run.
Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
The sun is getting brighter and the days are getting longer. Summer's just around the corner. What are your plans for it? Fishing, gardening, camping, I'm sure you'll spend more time enjoying the outdoors. And I'm sure the ticks and mosquitoes will spend more time enjoying you. It's not just itching and scratching we have to worry about. Now there's incurable illnesses like Lyme disease and the West Nile virus. DEET is proven to keep the bugs away, but it's also proven to cause brain damage in laboratory animals. That's not a choice I want to make, and I don't have to, thanks to Natural Answer, available at naturalanswer.com. You'll get a 100% natural, DEET-free insect repellent formulated by a mother concerned with the well-being of her children. Natural Answer remembers our beloved pets as well. Visit naturalanswer.com for your dogs, cats, and livestock, too. Make the right choice. Choose all natural, DEET-free Natural Answer for your family this summer. Visit the web at naturalanswer.com or call 254-235-8747. That's 254-235-8747. Call today.
More than 700 chemicals have been found in our drinking water. And did you know that you can have greater exposure to these chemicals by taking hot showers than when you drink the water? That's because many chemicals are inhaled when they evaporate and others are absorbed through the skin. The KDF shower filter is designed to reduce chlorine, lead, mercury, and iron, and it inhibits the growth of bacteria, mold, algae, and fungus in your shower. The media is non-toxic, environmentally sound, and is recyclable. The KDF shower filter will typically last 10,000 gallons or 1 year, whichever comes first. Hospitals, restaurants, and water treatment facilities use this media to reduce chlorine, iron, heavy metals, and bacteria. What about you? Order your KDF shower filter, normally $49, for our special price of only $35, a $14 savings. Call now to order at 1-888-803-4438. Order today and save $14 by calling 1-888-803-4438.
You've read the headlines. Man amputates own leg when trapped under fallen tree. You've heard the news. Camper dies after days lost in the woods. Imagine where they or others would be now if they carried the emergency locator. The emergency locator is self-contained in a lightweight case that pinpoints your location when released from its thermosized cylinder. A 33-inch diameter helium balloon attached to a 200-foot tether line is released into the air, sending a bright orange reflective beacon into the sky, allowing you to be spotted easily by rescuers. The emergency locator is a must-have for the outdoor enthusiast, travelers who may find themselves stranded, or as a safeguard for unpredictable times. Tested under extreme conditions to ensure durability and reliability, the emergency locator remains suspended in the air from 3 days in extreme conditions to 7 days in calm weather. Only $175 includes shipping and handling. Call toll-free 877-666-0470 or go online at emergencylocator.com. While there, enter to win a free emergency locator with no purchase necessary. Call 877-666-0470.
All right, Eric and Ben and JR and Brian and Steve and everybody else, we're going to get to your calls here in just a few minutes. Then I'll get to the Washington Times, more government fear-mongering, scouting jetliners for new attacks. Flight crews and air marshals say Middle Eastern men are staking out airports, probing security measures, and conducting test runs aboard airplanes for a terrorist attack. Now, there were rumors of this last week, and we'll go over that. Also, we've done a data page, that is with dozens of links and information and facts, where the government admits, the Customs Department admits, the Bush administration admits that they flew out the Bin Laden family. And that the FBI wasn't allowed to interview them. And this happened on three separate flights, the 12th, 13th, 14th. And now we've learned of other flights on the 15th, 16th, 17th, 18th, 19th. The media is focusing on a flight the 19th, where some low-level Bin Ladens were leaving. Local FBI demanded to interview them, and that did happen. So the media focuses in on stuff that happened a week later, and goes, oh, look, it's not true. That is nothing but misdirection, folks. It's classic. And then when you argue with somebody on the street, they go, oh, that was discredited. No, it wasn't. We have the government's own admissions. Right here, we'll go over that for you. Also, we'll get into this teacher has kids tasting flavored condoms, World Net Daily, but government agency backs instructor over ninth grade girl's mom. So the parent might be in some trouble for saying she doesn't like this. Alabama doctor reactivated for Iraq war at 68. This is the BBC headline, folks. U.S. Army food, just add urine. The ready-to-eat meals now are going to be eaten with your folks. I can't even believe this anymore. We'll go over it. Also, Reuters, bigger breast for free. Join the Army. And it says they're offering women large breast implants if they'll join the military. I'm not kidding. There's no draft coming, folks. They're just that desperate. U.S. forces disabled by combat stress. We'll get into that article. Army announced over 94 allegations of abuse. I thought it was torture. California man who shot burglar jailed. Tennessee man tortured for hours by police. He had a hidden camera in his house and showed them doing things that are unspeakable. Actually can't even say it on air. The Matrix surveillance system rejection analyzed. Salt Lake City Tribune. The Matrix system. Bush signs new terror law. That's some of what's coming up. But before we get to your calls and then to the news, more of the news, we're going to talk to Debbie Morrow for a few minutes. And Debbie, you're a good Christian lady, what I call a real Christian lady, a good person. And I wanted to get your take. I wanted to get your response on this New York Post article. You may not have heard of it. New York Post, gay porn star services Bohemian Grove members. And it says George Bush Sr. is in attendance, and they've got these people there to serve the world leaders. What do you think of that?
What are they doing? They're having what?
It says New York Post, gay porn star services Bohemian Grove members.
Oh, my gosh. Are they specifically hired gay people to act as waiters and serving people for this Bohemian Grove party?
Well, yes. From past articles, it's admitted they actually ship in homosexual prostitutes for the world leaders. That's admitted. I have a bunch of articles that's in my film. But this new one is all tongue-in-cheek. It says, gay porn star services Bohemian Grove members, and they now know that he's this, but they say, we don't care, but he's the valet. He puts their clothes on for them.
Oh, my gosh.
What do you think of that, Debbie?
I think we've all been lulled into a state of apathy, and there are very few people who even care anymore about morality. You know, I mean, I think most of your listeners, of course, we care. But most of the world has been so deprogrammed to care about anything anymore. It's just do your own thing. Let's feel good. And there's no right or wrong anymore at all.
But the point is, these are the Christian conservative leaders, and we have Richard Nixon on tape saying that it is the most out-of-control homosexual orgy you can imagine, that it's more out of control than San Francisco. But again, this is the supposed conservative encampment, Debbie. That's the point, is why isn't the Christian Coalition talking about this?
I have no idea.
Well, I'll tell you why, because the New York Times reported they're at the Bilderberg Group meeting.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, they're globalists. They're here to pacify a side issue. I just wanted to get your take on it.
Yeah, my take really is that I think everybody's just quit even understanding anything about morality anymore. Everybody's just, I'll do my thing, you do your thing, and if we can get together, great, and if not, we'll pass by.
Well, the point is that these people are hypocrites.
They are very much hypocrites.
I mean, they're claiming that they're the Christian conservatives, and vote for them, they'll defend morality, but notice they do nothing to do that. It's incredible.
I wish that sometimes that we would know who to even vote for, because to tell you the truth, Alex, I don't believe anybody, I don't know what to do when it comes day to go vote. I'm as much a quandary as most people out in the world are.
I hear you. Briefly, tell folks about the Berkey water filters.
Well, I wanted to tell you about the new special. I was just talking to Jim, and I said, Jim, I really want to boost Alex's sales towards the end of the month. And, because all you listeners have to realize that, we really do, through the sales, that's how we support your airtime.
And by airtime, as an international service to all the people overseas and here domestically, shortwave, folks, we have to pay for that shortwave.
Right.
And it's very expensive, and some months we don't hit that hurdle, and I end up paying for it. But number one, these Berkeys are made in America. They're a great product. That's why folks should get them, but go ahead.
Absolutely. That's why they should get them, because they should take control of their health. But I wanted to do a new special that would only be from today to the end of the month. And, you know, and I would be glad if somebody wants me to run their credit card, let's say, on the 2nd or 3rd, because they want to make their payment first. I would hold the order as long as they place the order between now and the end of the month. And it's going to be the same Berkey special that we've had in the past, which is either the Berkey Light without lights for $199, you get one free gift, and the Berkey Light with lights for $259, and you get two free gifts. But in addition to that, for only $27, they can get a KDF shower filter, and they can get as many as they want. Like, if they want to pay $27 times 5, they can get 5 KDF shower filters. They're normally a $49 value, and they are wonderful. I have worked for the company, you know, now since the beginning with Jim, you know, since 98, and I've only ever had one KDF shower filter returned because the guy had ultra-modern, you know, equipment that sucked into the wall and it just didn't fit. But it's a very standard size. It works fantastic. And people call, and, you know, every year they get new ones because they love them so much. And so,
and again, Debbie, for those that don't know, you absorb through your lungs and skin as much, in many cases, as you get from drinking the water.
That's absolutely true. And you can tell a difference with the KDF shower filters, just the feel of your skin. You can tell a huge difference.
Well,
people always ask me, how do we know when it's time to change them? Because there's no monitor that says 10,000 gallons. But you can tell such a difference in the quality of the water that there's no...
Well, it's your hair. You can feel it. Because I've reordered filters, I think, once. And after a while, you can taste it again. You can smell it again. You can feel your hair. Gets that chlorine feeling. So that's a great special. Give folks the toll-free number.
It's toll-free 1-888-803-4438. That's 1-888-803-4438. And normally, you know, a lot of the calls go to the machine because I am the only one who takes the calls. So be sure just leave a nice clear message with really clearly speak your phone numbers, and I will get back to the people. You know, if not today, it'll be next week. And we'll be glad to, you know, process the orders after the 1st if they feel like they want to wait for their credit card statements to come in or however they want to do it.
And again, Jim, for many years, has been the national sole distributor of British Birkenfeld. Then he took the system, brought it to a new level, made here in America, folks, in a comparable filter that costs $199, a real purification system. $300 is what I paid years ago for systems that aren't as good, made in India, you know, at the local hardware store. So it is so important to take advantage of this. 1-888-803-4438. That's 1-888-803-4438. Debbie, thanks for coming on.
Thank you, Alex. Y'all have a wonderful weekend.
You too. Take care, my dear. And you can also go to BerkeyWater.com, and the specials are right there. Put in the comment what special you're getting, and they ship it out to you. They take the orders every day, ship it out UPS. They're great folks, 888-803-4438, or BerkeyWater.com or InfoWars.com. Okay, I want to thank the callers for holding, and through all of my news digest and babbling, but let's go ahead and go to the calls. Eric in Connecticut. Eric, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex. Greetings from Skull and Bones country.
That's right. You're up there. From Christian conservative death cult.
Absolutely. And it's amazing how many people don't really know this, but I think the numbers are increasing. I sent some articles from my local paper to you and Paul in Word document format about a local program at a rather liberal private college about a UN symposium for kids, and it's called
Model United Nations. It's been around since the 50s, and I go to one of these in America Destroyed by Design and show the children being brainwashed to give up American sovereignty and accept world government. It is horrible.
Well, that's exactly what's been going on in New London And I'll send you the final segment of that tonight. It's like a 3 or 4 part series.
Hey, listen, my cousin, Buckley, of course he got out of it. He was in Model United Nations, and he went to New York and went, and I mean, he went high up in it, and they wanted him to be a globalist diplomat. They actually tried to recruit him, and then he got out of it. But they sit there and they test the youth at the higher levels for, you know, it's horrible, folks.
Yeah, absolutely. And also, Alex, I sent you a PDF version of the story I mentioned last month about the guard in town trying to get together. I sent it to Paul, so if he wants to archive that on his website and you want to do that on
now,
yours.
Now, again, that was the article of moving the emergency center in a, quote, partnerships, what these are called.
Exactly.
Moving the guard, and of course there will be a CIA officer there as well, in, and the police department will be under the National Guard with the city buildings now under military control, and that's happening all over the country. When did you send me that article?
I think it was middle of last month. But what happened was after 2 days, the New London Day, you have to register. Well, I sent you the article in the form of a PDF format, so your listeners and your the people who go to your website in Paul's, you know, Propaganda Matrix, will be able to just get it as a PDF format no matter when they access it.
But you sent it a month ago and Paul didn't post it?
Well, he did post it, but if you go into the article...
Oh, I remember. Paul posted it, and then the news article was taken down.
Right.
It went to subscription on the website. Well, yeah, We'll get that original, that PDF posted. I appreciate that.
Okay, Alex. And one more thing. It's remarkable, just the psychological warfare that's going on. And I also think what's happening is these New World Order minions are ramping this thing up because they know so many people are awakening and they see their window of opportunity closing rapidly.
Well, that's it. I mean, I don't want to be idiosyncratic and focus only on Austin, but... Austin affects the rest of the country, and I appreciate the call. Take care. I might as well just tell this story now. Access Television has now been here 31 years, going into its 32nd year. It is the most award-winning, the nicest facility. We have broken hundreds of major stories. It's how I started out. It's how a lot of other people broke into the media. All over the country, they're shutting Access Television facilities down. And they've learned that when they try to just shut them down outright, they'll get a lot of resistance. But from Maine to California to Texas, they now come and say, oh, there's a new partnership, just like with the National Guard. Oh, we've got a big base. Why don't you put your city council here? Why don't you put your sheriff's department here? And we'll advise you under the emergency manager what to do. It's the same thing. Austin Access is going to be taken over by KLRU and Time Warner. They're going to shut down the nice facility that's been there for decades, and they're going to take one of the channels and call it educational. That's going to be government-style programming. On the other channel, we won't even be on that. That'll just be music. And then all the hundreds of shows that are free speech, liberal, conservative, libertarian, that's all going to be crammed into one channel. And I've talked to board members. If we're lucky, we might get a little bit of time each week, but again, I've seen this in other parts of the country. They're just going to call it Access TV, and they even said you'll have to go to the partnership and ask Time Warner, ask KLRU to allow them to maybe let you have a little time every once in a while. And so they're just going to put government programming on the rest of it. But then when the producer, a member of the place, calls up and says, I heard this is happening, when I have the documents, folks, now, you call up and you say, what's happening? They go, no, there's no takeover. You're getting more. We're just taking two of the channels from you and restricting what you can do. That's more. Doesn't that sound good? Again, that's like I hit you in the head with a ball-peen hammer 15 times, and I tell you, here, that's a nice thing I did for you. I mean, it's total doublespeak. And so right here in Austin, Texas, they tried to shut it down back in 86, and they had hundreds and hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of people down at the city council, yelling, screaming. They had to back off. They tried to shut it down since then, but now they're more sophisticated. You know, they don't call the Patriot Act butcher the Constitution, set up Nazi Germany. They call it the Patriot Act. And they don't call it getting rid of Access Television. They call it a new partnership, a reorganization, a regional. They're going to have regional government and quasi-government bodies, UT, KLRU, Time Warner, running it.
And they admit they're going to decide what content goes on, what happens. They were all saying this in the board meeting, and then when you confront them about it, oh, no, we didn't say that when we have them on videotape. Another thing is they had signs up all week that, oh, there's a producers forum. We have them once every 3 or 4 months. Come to it and ask your questions. They had a little picture on the citizens forum of a person asking a question at a microphone to people on a dais. Suddenly those were all taken down and new ones were out. New ones were put up that showed a person sitting at a desk, three people with light bulbs above their heads with ideas. Of course, it turns out they've already done the deals, signed the deal. They're already commencing with it. Won't get us any of the documentation for it. And they're putting this whole thing in place. And we show up and they lock the big conference room door, the big studio door, and go, no, no, you have to write your questions on a piece of paper. No, no, no. Never had that in the past. And then I have producers arguing with me before they give their speech that, oh, no, they're not really going to do this. Then they announce just what I told everybody, because I talked to the city attorney's people, and people are still in denial. Just like, there's no Patriot Act 2, Alex. Ashcroft says there's no Patriot Act 2. You know, it's just total denial. Get out of your denial.
What really happened September 11th, and who stands to gain? Alex Jones here, America. We answer these vital questions and much, much more in my newest and most explosive documentary yet, 911, The Road to Tyranny. In 2 hours and 24 minutes, we point a searing light of truth on the history of problem-reaction-solution. Brace yourselves as the New World Order program for world domination is blown wide open. A nightmarish post-September 11th world where the military and the police are merged. Witnesses populations beg for national ID cards and, yes, even implantable microchips. Troops on the streets, foreign NATO aircraft in the skies. Psychotic UN population control plans, and much, much more. This is one film you cannot afford to miss. Order 911, The Road to Tyranny today. Call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 1-888-253-3139. Or order online at InfoWars.com or InfoWars.net. You see, Big Brother's afraid of this documentary. Order today and spread the word. America's future depends on the truth getting out.
The Berkey Light is your premier source for purified water. It's portable and requires no water pressure, so you can enjoy healthy drinking water, whether it's during normal times or hostile environments like a local or national emergency. That's because it can purify raw, untreated water from remote lakes and stagnant ponds. The Berkey Light is unique because it removes pathogenic bacteria, cyst parasites, and harmful chemicals to below detectable levels. It also removes foul taste and odors like the rotten egg smell of sulfide, and it extracts nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving in the healthful and nutritional minerals that your body needs. The Berkey Light's rechargeable LED lighting system is so bright it can be used as a reading light. Get the Berkey Light for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll-free 888-803-4438 or order on the web at berkeywater.com. Not yet available in Iowa.
Herbal Healer Academy is the global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
I did nothing in the first hour but take calls, and so this hour I've been mainly covering news, but we're going to get to Ben and JR and Brian and Steve and Mark and everybody else. Got a whole third hour coming up, jam-packed with the news and your calls. Just on the Access TV situation, they're shutting it down all over the country. You shouldn't let them do it. I'm not tooting my horn. I mean, I've won best TV show in Austin in the readers poll in the paper. You know what else wins other years? UT football game, favorite TV show.
I mean, I beat out the UT football game, folks. I remember back in 98, they had a Nielsen's ratings locally, and my show came up number 3, folks, in viewers. And now with these digital cable boxes, they know what people are watching, and I've heard from folks, our moles inside the cable company, that we've got even more viewers. They hate it. They want it shut down. We have dozens of Patriot broadcasts down there. And so, yes, we're the reason they're trying to shut it down. And I was told, play ball with us and you'll still have a show. I was told this a month ago, and I analyzed it. I looked at it. No, I'm not playing ball with anybody. Oh, don't worry. When this new takeover happens, I probably won't be on the air anymore. Well, that's just the way it is, folks, because when they shut it down in a year, in 1 month, everybody will remember what I said. And again, in your city, it's something you can use to fight the globalist. Okay? People will listen to you. They will get involved. You can air my films, other films. And it's having a great effect. And imagine, as things get worse and worse, as there's more tyranny, as all this abuse intensifies, you think they want Alex Jones on TV during prime time on Tuesday and Thursday nights? No. Do you think they want all these other people on television, George Humphrey and Bob Dacey and people you've heard on this show? Do you think they... No, they can't have that, folks. And that's why they're shutting it down all over the country. You can stop them if you fight against it. But now they've gotten more sophisticated. They say, oh, it's just a reorganization. They just mislabel it. It's absolutely amazing. And so I hope everybody calls the city council in Austin, and I hope everybody gets involved and stands up against this and does it by the propaganda being spewed at the people. All right, we're going to break. We'll come back, go directly to your calls, and get to this news after that. I'll take all the calls that are on hold as quickly as possible, then I'll cover news, and we'll go back to calls. But I wish your station out there, some of your stations would carry the third hour, and I wish you'd carry us at night as well. But I'm thankful to every AM and FM affiliate. God bless you from the bottom of my heart. We are reaching so many millions of people, and... Just, you're amazing. And to all of the supporters of this show and the people that have supported us, you know who you are. God bless you. Thank you. And I would just encourage everybody that hasn't gotten involved in the fight to get my videos. I've made 10 films. They're hardcore, folks. They're mind-changing, life-changing. And I carry a bunch of other powerful videos. Go to Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. Peruse the safe, secure shopping cart. Order the videos. Watch the video clips. Call toll free to ask about different films or different specials. 1-888-253-3139. You can call and ask questions about the films, and then if you want to order by mail order, then you can do that. 888-253-3139. Or just write to me, Alex Jones, at 3001 South Lamar, Suite 100, Austin, Texas, 78704. Or again, call toll-free, 888-253-3139. Whether it's Dark Secrets Inside Bohemian Grove, or We Caught the Ritual on Tape, or my 9/11 films, or America Destroyed by Design, these are all powerful videos. You know, folks, I don't need Access TV anymore myself. I have a forum. But for all the other people, it's needed. And it's also a canary in the coal mine. As they take your free speech in your town, they get emboldened. They get more aggressive because you don't have a voice. So don't let it happen in your city. And don't let it happen to the oldest and most successful access station in the country that has made Austin a beacon against the New World Order. Third hour coming up. Stay with us.